Doyle has started talking to business groups about what kind of economic development agenda he'll pursue next year. He told Competitive Wisconsin, a coalition of business, labor, and education leaders, that he wants startup companies to have more access to angel investor and venture capital tax credits. Doyle says he also wants credits for corporate research and development,
which is one of our greatest assets in Wisconsin. Obviously, our universities are world leaders, but we have great businesses that have large research and development operations. And I believe that we can spur more growth in business, in research and development, through some very strategic tax investments that will create more jobs here in Wisconsin.
Details of Doyle's proposals aren't yet available, but he's winning some early positive reviews from Republican lawmakers who want even more done to reduce corporate taxes. The state president of the AFL-CIO also likes Doyle's message. But David Newby says any tax break must come with benchmarks.
I think the governor understands that, and we have been talking with the Department of Commerce about accountability in terms of grants that are given and making sure that firms that get those tax credits or grants actually come up with good jobs.
Governor Doyle says there'll also be other new efforts to help businesses during the upcoming months. He says those will include favorable treatment of capital gains that are invested in startup firms and some unspecified changes in environmental regulations for expanding businesses. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Brookfield.